Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge, and we've got some exclusive transfer news for you this morning around Sandro Tonali and a little bit around Cole Palmer as well. Hope you're doing well. Not a live show. Might be a live chat running, but I'm not actually live because the clocks have gone forward. I overslept. I've got to take Seb to football, but we will be live with you at 8 o'clock. But lots for you to get into and interact with because, as I said to you yesterday, speaking to some journalists around Tonali and a bit of a source information as well. Remember I said yesterday about the left back situation for United, they'll probably go cheap. There's no plan to go for somebody, you know, that could go straight into the first team. Well, it's interesting around Tonali. We'll start off with that. Cole Palmer apparently becoming impatient at Chelsea. Could that be something? Should that be something United are looking at? But we're going to start off with Tonali because an interesting thing literally just dropped this morning from Matteo Moretto, who is an Italian journalist, works closely with Fabrizio and others outlets. He's saying that at the top of Man United's wish list to strengthen their midfield is Tonali. In the coming weeks, we'll find out how realistic the operation is. And that's the big thing in relation to what I'm about to discuss from what I got told last night around Tonali and Man United. We'll deliver that in a moment, but let's just read this. In the coming weeks, we'll find out how realistic the operation really is. Manchester United and Manchester City are also paying very close attention to the situation of the Italian player, who is valued at around 100 million euros. Now, Man City are also a strand to bring in, but that's not our news this morning. So our news this morning, and we got told this last night from actually two separate sources, somebody we know, and then I verified it through a journalist we know. Manchester United are at the moment not killing the Tonali story. They are very happy for the Tonali story to be pushed out. Multiple people have spoken about it. Some people making it up, some people actually with proper information. So Tonali, Man United side, Man United are not saying anything negative. They're saying, look, we scout lots of players. Of course, a player like Tonali would be of interest to Manchester United. We're looking at lots of midfielders. So that's the official line from Man United, unofficially, in the industry. The reality is, when you speak to people closer to the situation, is that hold caution on Tonali for a couple of reasons. And those two reasons, and we can give you this because we were told this last night, Man United do not want to pay 100 million euros for a midfielder. They do not want to go that high. And they know that Newcastle will want to go that high. And two, Tonali will not do what Isak did and force a move and not train. And the reason for that is because Tonali signed a new contract with Newcastle in secret when he was having his ban. I think it got announced in January this year, but when you look into it, he actually signed that contract while he was banned. He owes Newcastle in relation to how they stood by him, etc. And he will not treat Newcastle in that way where he goes on strike. The relationship with Newcastle, Tonali, his agent, is respectful and good. And whilst all parties understand that there may be a departure this year, which is why Newcastle got him on a longer contract, there is also what I call the Harry Maguire effect at Leicester, where Harry Maguire didn't force a move out of Leicester out of respect for Leicester. He sat back and Man United paid £80 million for him. It doesn't mean Man United can't get Tonali, but they're not going to be in a situation where the player starts refusing to train or goes on strike and they try and drive the price down. This is going to be very expensive, and this is something that makes Man United a little bit, it was described to me as tentative, because you can want Tonali and he can be perfect for Man United in the midfield, etc. But the reality is you've got a player there that's not going to force a move, and Newcastle, who are going to demand probably quite rightly £90 million or plus, and there might be some competition there. So as much as people are starting to put stuff out there about, oh, Man United this, Man United that, the reality of the situation is, when you speak to people in the know, is that, yeah, Man United are not closing the door on a deal for Tonali. In fact, quite the opposite. They're very happy to be associated with Tonali because it's exactly the type of midfielder they want. But as with Semenyu, they can always have the get out of jail card that look at the price, look at the wages, we couldn't do that. And United are starting to walk down that path a little bit more. And this is my observation. I wasn't told this. If you look at United, we've gone from pretending that we're competing with big clubs, which is what we want to do, to, well, what do you want us to do? Then we're going to give Semenu big wages and a big transfer fee. What are we supposed to do? So the warning sign is, with Tonali, yeah, United are talking about it. United want to do it. United like Tonali. But there's always that feeling that they will go, it's too expensive, let's walk away. So it's not, well, I think the thumbnail says the heat is on. The heat is on. You know, get it, you know, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. And Man United might walk out the kitchen with Tonali. That's all that's being said by people in the know, is that United are in, but they might walk out because Newcastle will not negotiate below £90 million. And United don't really want to go that high for any player. There is also, and this is not our story, this is coming in from Matty Moretto, and we saw it for other people as well, Man City are around this deal as well. And I think you do need to add Man City in. And I don't know what your thoughts are on Man City being in. I've got one or two. Obviously, Elliot Anderson, we know it's Man United or Man City. With Tonali, I think we feel it's the price. It's Man United versus the price, which is what I was just talking about there. Will Man United pay £90 million for Tonali? It's the price. But it's more than the price. There is, Man City are flirting around there. Arsenal were looking at him in January. So I'm very quiet around Arsenal because Arsenal are just focused on winning the league. So there is other competitors. And the problem that you have, and it has been mentioned,
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Is that Manchester City have an abundance of players that they are willing to move on this summer that may be of appeal to Newcastle, primarily James Trafford. Trafford wants first team football. You're not going to get it with Donnarumma, and Newcastle need a goalkeeper. So I have not been told this. I will tell you this. I would be very wary of Newcastle because they might not even need to put up £90 million. Manchester City might not even need to put up £90 million. They could effectively get Tonali for 40. If they give Newcastle a couple of players that they want, then Newcastle and Man City could do something that's mutually beneficial. I mean, there's even talk of Man City wanting Liveramento and Tonali from Newcastle this summer, and Anderson. And Man City will go big this summer. I did a video yesterday on That's Football about 60-point deduction. It's well worth a watch because it's got multi-layers to it. But whatever happens, it's not going to stop Man City spending big in the summer. And the concern is, what have we got that we can give to Newcastle? Oh, do you want Binder, Ugarte? Whereas Man City can go, do you want Trafford? Do you want Foden? You know, they could do all sorts. They could do all sorts. So I would be worried about that a little bit. I'm not sitting here this morning saying that Man United won't sign Tonali. What I'm saying is, in light of very good information last night, from two separate sources, the real story is, because some people are running lies, if we're being honest, oh, United this, United that, I've got this information, I've got that information, bullshit. The reality is, and I know where this is coming from, obviously, is that, yeah, United are in for Tonali, but it's a long way from Man United signed Tonali for £90 million. And there is also Man City in there as well, but also United, the main thing is, Newcastle won't negotiate, Tonali won't put a transfer request in, and United are going to have to pay £90 million. They don't like spending £90 million. And also, as Andy Mitten said at the start of the week, remember, United have already put it out there that they're a little bit worried about the gambling issues. So as much as I want us to sign Tonali, because I think he's perfect, I think there's enough get-out-of-jail cards for Man United to walk away from it. And we do need to be very careful of that, because a story that's like big can, United can, Semenu, we wanted Semenu, we didn't get him, it went to Man City. And remember, Newcastle paid £55 million for Tonali. He's got 2.5 years left on his deal. So, actually he's got 3 years left on his deal because it's 2029. So, they are not going to go, oh, you can have him for 70. They're not going to make a £15 million profit on a player that's better than, he's Premier League proven now, and has 3 years left on his contract. Because some people think we won't pay 90 million. Think about it. If this was Man United and we had Tonali and Real Madrid wanted him and he had 3 years left on his contract and he wasn't Premier League proven when we bought him for 55 million, we'd all be saying 100. We'd say 100. So that's, I've knocked 10 off. I'm saying 90. It might be more than that. So United have got to write a cheque for £90 million, which basically is our all-time transfer record. Do you think Ineos and the Glazers are the sort of people that are going to write a world transfer record for Man United for Tonali? If you do, happy days. If you don't, you'll understand who I was talking to last night and why I'm a little bit like, this is a great signing for Man United, but do you think they'll do it? And you've got to add in Manchester City into the equation as well, because obviously they were looking at it too. Let us know your thoughts about that. Also, I wanted to talk to you about Cole Palmer. There was a story coming out this morning. I think it was Samuel Lookhurst. So, you know, take it or leave it, saying that Cole Palmer is becoming frustrated at Chelsea with Manchester United showing an interest in signing him. Now, I don't know how old that information is, but we had Ben Jacobs on Thursday, as we do on the United Stand. Make sure you subscribe and watch that video, with Beth saying that Cole Palmer is deemed as untouchable from Chelsea, a player that's deemed untouchable by Chelsea. So, what are we talking about? What we're talking about is that in football, it's not always what's untouchable. I've heard Man United over the years say it about players. I've heard other clubs say it about players and they end up moving. So it's about the project. When you look at Chelsea, they are on the edge of not being in the Champions League. If they are not in the Champions League, you end up with a club that's got financial issues and a team that's very frustrated looking at the club going, what's the vision? You know, what is the vision? Rosinha's another project. It could take years. What's going on at Chelsea? Are we even good enough to get back in the Champions League and watch everyone else in the Champions League? And Cole Palmer apparently wants to come back to Manchester. So there could be movements around Cole Palmer. Of course there could. And I think ultimately, from United's point of view, this would only even work in any semblance if Bruno Fernandes was to leave, which is still a possibility. So there's a lot of if, buts and maybes on Cole Palmer. But the interesting thing from my side is that we talk about Lewis Skelly and we talk about Manchester United going for Lewis Skelly at Arsenal, Arsenal in a position of power, best team in the league, might win the Champions League, going to Man United and going, do you want a player that we don't want for £40 million? And United going, oh, yeah, thank you. A little bit like what we did with Chelsea, with Matic and Mount. You know, we take their players for good money and then they go and buy better players and we end up with their crap, basically. Or we end up with their risks that they don't want anymore. So I look at the situation with someone like Cole Palmer. And whilst it might not happen, it's almost a message to the board to say, these are the sort of deals that you should be doing. Like, instead of going to successful football clubs like Arsenal and saying, we'll give you £40 million for Lewis Skelly, a player you don't want, we should be looking at the vulnerable football clubs and getting your elbows out and forcing yourself to the front, causing trouble. So what I'm saying is, instead of going to Arsenal and saying, here's £40 million for Lewis Skelly, I know you don't want him anymore, and they go, thank you very much, we saw them coming, you actually go down Chelsea and you go, we want one of your players. And they go, no. And we go, well, you're vulnerable. We want one of your players. And they go, no. And we go, well, we want Cole Palmer. And Cole Palmer says, no, I want to stay at Chelsea. And you walk away. But if he says, I would like to come to you, you're in. And then you start pushing on that. It's the same with Spurs. There are, same with Newcastle. There are opportunities this summer where clubs that need Champions League football might not have Champions League football. We will, and we need players. So instead of going to successful clubs like Arsenal and taking their players for good money that they don't want, how's about you start acting like a proper football club and going for the vulnerable clubs who have good players who might want to leave, where they're way better than the player you're going to get from Arsenal? With all due respect, Lewis Skelly is third choice left back.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Chelsea, you've got first teamers that you might be able to get hold of. Same with Spurs. same with Newcastle. And that's where United need to be. You don't get to be title holders or title contenders by buying the title contenders players they don't want. You know, as an equation or whatever you want to call it, it doesn't work. You won't be a title contender by taking players from title holders who don't want those players. You will be a title contender by going to clubs that are struggling and taking their best players. And that's what we should be looking to do. Elliot Anderson at Forest, Cole Palmer at Chelsea, Bergvall at Spurs, Tonali at Newcastle. They're the sort of deals Man United, not Belabor at Brighton, who they don't want, or Lewis Skelly at Arsenal, who they don't want. Those deals are risky. There are enough, what I'm saying is, there are enough clubs in trouble this summer that we can go to and get their best players instead of going to clubs and taking players they don't want. And that's the thing for me. And I'm not saying we're going to get Cole Palmer, but I don't actually believe he's untouchable. I don't actually believe he's totally happy at Chelsea. And I don't actually believe the situation now is the situation in June. Because most players in late March will not publicly say, I want to go. But, and also, Chelsea are not out of the Champions League in late March. But in late May, early June, Chelsea might not be in the Champions League, they might be in the Conference League again. And Cole Palmer or Caicedo or Enzo Fernandez or whoever else, Cucurella, I'd take Cucurella, might go, I want to leave. I actually want to leave. We nearly got Cucurella a couple of years ago. I know he's a bit of a shithouse, but I'd take him at Man United. He's absolutely one of the best left-backs in the league. So I just think, again, it's another message to Man United. Stop looking to go for players that clubs want to sell and start going for players at clubs that are struggling where they don't want to sell. And we will get better. It's as simple as that. So, look, I'm not here saying that Cole Palmer's definitely going to sign for Man United. I think the story at the moment is that he isn't. But in late March, I wouldn't expect anything different. In late May, that situation could change. And also, look, we don't need Cole Palmer if Bruno Fernandes stays. So you maybe pivot to something else. You maybe look at Cucurella and go, well, we do need a left back. We'll take your left back. And if you're not at the front of the queue, you won't do it. What'll happen is we'll sit back negotiating with Arsenal and Brighton for Belabor and Lewis Skelly, who they want to sell. And we'll watch other clubs go to Chelsea and Spurs and pick out their best players and go, oh, that would have been a good idea, instead of being at the front of the queue. And we can be at the front of the queue. We are, I'll leave you with this, we are one of the most ready-to-go clubs now. And I've said this before about United. When we got Ten Hag, we didn't even have Ten Hag in the March international break, and we knew we needed a big summer. And we didn't even have Ten Hag at this point. So you can't and we didn't know whether we had European football either. So you can't really go out there and get to the front of the queue in March in the international break when you don't really know what's going to happen in the summer. All right, we don't know who the manager's going to be, but we know we're going to be in the Champions League pretty much. And also, Man City, is Pep going to be there? Are they going to get a ban? Arsenal are title holders, okay. Chelsea, don't even know if they're going to be in the Champions League or necessarily who the manager's going to be. Liverpool, don't know whether they're going to be in the Champions League or who the manager's going to be. Newcastle won't be in the Champions League. Who's the manager going to be? So beyond us and Arsenal, even Aston Villa, if they've got the pull, they don't know whether they're going to be in the Champions League yet. So us and Arsenal are really the only two clubs in the Premier League that can go around at the moment talking to players saying, there's a high chance we're going to be in the Champions League. We've got the money to spend. Do you fancy coming to us? And we should utilise that. That puts us at the front of the queue. For a lot of things. Unfortunately, logically, it puts us at the front of the queue, but it doesn't necessarily put us at the front of the queue with the owners that we've got. Anyway, get your comments in. Let me know everything you think. I'm back live with you at 8 o'clock tonight, Sunday night live. But lots to get your teeth into. Let me know your thoughts on the Tonali situation. Do you see Man United spending £90 million on Tonali, or do you agree with what I was told last night? You know, I wouldn't get too excited yet. Logically, United are in, but they might, will they follow through? We'll have to wait and see. They will follow through. They'll shit themselves. And also about Cole Palmer, but more importantly, should we be going to clubs that are vulnerable and taking their best players and being aggressive? Or should we be taking clubs like players like Lewis Skelly and Belabor, where those clubs want to sell them anyway? Let me know your thoughts. Smash a like on the video and subscribe. I'll speak to you on the next one.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.